What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's see. Jack Rabbit, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for your support for all the loser bloggers out there. We're fighting the good fight and just don't have the reach that you do and everything you do for all of us out here. It's really, really admirable. And thanks again.
Thank you.
And
thank
as always, I wanted to mention something. There's a I'm a big 9/11 truther. And Mike Revelle has been working on this initiative out in California where they're trying to get some legislation through. And it looks like they have a really good chance of doing it to get this citizens investigation of 9/11 truth done. And there's really good video at a certain site. I don't know if I can mention sites on your radio show or not, but
well, go ahead. I mean, you know, if I get upset, I'll slap you around later.
I don't think you will. I wouldn't do that to you. It's 9/11 blogger, and there's people could go there. They could click on this. It's rather long, and it's very detailed. It's a meeting online. You could watch it, and they hash out some of the details and everything. But people can get a very good understanding of the hows, whys, the reasoning behind this initiative, and why they're doing things the way they are. But I just wanted to mention that and you know, throw it out there for what it's worth. Because, Mike, I mean, the more research I'm doing, it's looking more and more like we really have a top-down, I don't want to call our country a dictatorship, although I'm kind of
Well, it passes the duck test. If it acts like it, sounds like it, and walks like it, yeah, we're there. There's absolutely no question about that. Now, as far as Mike Gravel, we've had him on the show before back when he was trying to run for president. And it's always wonderful to see people trying to work within the systems to put together a new 9/11 investigation. Unfortunately, that requires the government to get involved, and it's just another opportunity for another high-level cover-up. At this point, we know we got lied to. And I really think that's all we need to know. We don't need to go into any further details. We are now confronted with the choice. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about a government that lies to us about Saddam's nukes, about 9/11, about the economy? Let us stop rehashing and rehashing the minutiae and say, okay, we were lied to. What is the next step forward?
Hey,
looking at the lies again, that won't accomplish anything.
All right, hang on, though. If you look at this recent video, because I got off, I agree with you, and I kind of put this thing aside, but this particular video answers a lot of that. It's really smart, and it goes into that, and it is not simplistic. And if you look at that thing, I'm telling you, he has a good thing going, because, Mike, I think it's our last chance. We're living in a top-down dictatorship right now. This government is not... What did Obama just do? He just extended Gitmo.
Yeah, that was a complete violation of his campaign promises and his statements after being elected. We put up the video of him saying, I'm going to close Guantanamo. And again, we know he's lying to us, okay? What are we going to do about it? Now, I don't think there is a last chance. I don't think there's any way that we can turn this situation around and get back to being a republic. We are unfortunately going to have to simply ride out the impending collapse of the economy and the federal government like we saw happen in the Soviet Union. What we need to be doing is planning what kind of a government and economy we're going to have after the crash has happened. Because there is no way to save the current situation. Nobody in power wants to save it. They're too busy, you know, picking up the silverware and shoving it in their pockets on their way out the door.
Mike, you know what? That's and I'm telling you something. I know you've said that before, and I'm telling you, that's visionary. There is a book that was written by John Adams called, I don't know the exact title, A Defense of Constitutional Forms of Government, whatever.
Okay, Jack, you got to take a second here. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jack Rabbit, and you're talking about a book by John Adams. Are we talking the second president of the United States here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what was the book about?
It was called The Defense of the Constitutions of Government of the United States of America. And he wrote it in 1787, I believe. But what he did is he went over every type of republic to a ridiculous degree. This guy has a library three books thick in like seven languages. He was a genius. But he went over all these different types of republics, and in the book, and he defends our type that they designed, and it's something I think everybody needs to go and find. You can get it used to be on Google Books. I haven't read it in a while, but he goes all these governments in Switzerland and Geneva had their own republic. All these different places had their own republics, and he goes over every one what happened to them. That's the thing. One of them had too much weight in the Senate, or Senate represents the rich. It was always designed to do that. Well, obviously, our Senate.
Yeah, well, that was true in Rome between the patricians and plebeians. The same thing in Great Britain with the House of Commons and the House of Lords.
Yes, and then you know, obviously, our House of Representatives is the problem. That's the malfunctioning part of our government. Judicial branch, people are talking about electing judges. There may be a good case for that. that our Congress is a complete failure because they are the branch of government. They are the one side of Congress that was designed specifically to represent only us. Me. Me. Joe Sixpack. Here I am.
Yeah.
Congress is
well,
not
I'll tell you why it fell apart here. When the country was originally set up in John Adams' time, the House of Representatives were elected to their office, but senators were appointed by the states to represent the states' interests. And so back then, somebody who was in the House of Representatives couldn't necessarily aspire to be a senator unless they did a good job for their states and their people. But once the senators became elected offices, everybody was thinking in terms of what do I do to make myself ready to move up from House to Senate, potentially to president, and the interests of the states and the people very, very quickly got bypassed. And that, I think, was probably the single biggest disaster for the American people, was when senators, and certainly it ended states' rights. When the country was originally set up, each state was supposed to be its own little country. State of West Virginia, state of Ohio, like we have today, the state of Israel and the state of Palestine. They were all individual states, and the federal government was a loose confederation that existed only to provide for common defense in time of war and to arbitrate dispute among the several states. And what we have today was never, ever intended or designed into the system from the beginning, where we have this tyrannical central federal government and a tyrannical central private bank. Neither of those were intended by the founding fathers.
I totally agree. You know, when they set up the federal constitution, that was done for reasons of commerce.
Yes.
And it was done, you know, they rammed that thing through. They really did. It was done the way a lot of laws are written. But the thing is, you know, when the Civil War happened, the states' rights issue came up. The problem was slavery. Slavery was involved. Right now, we have a true states' rights issue where we need to get back to that confederation and get a grip on this federal. These people are out of control. I'm preaching to the choir here. Mike, you do such a great job every day. I don't want to patronize you or go down that path, but it's true. And I get on a, every now and then I just wonder about these things. But that thing about John Adams, I would encourage everyone out there to go and find that thing on Google Books and read it, because it is not boring. It is the most fascinating examination of governments that one can find. And Mike,
well,
thank you
very much for the call, Jack, and you're absolutely right there. And we tend to view our founding fathers as geniuses and great men, and they were geniuses, and they were very well read, and they had monster libraries. But you need to remember, back at that time in history, libraries were the only home entertainment you had unless you were also a trained musician. Thomas Jefferson had a magnificent library. All of the founding fathers had huge collections of books. A lot of them were eventually donated to the new Library of the Congress when the nation was started. And having libraries and having books was recognized as a means of keeping people informed. Thomas Jefferson said the highest duty of any citizen is to keep yourself fully informed so that you can make good choices. Well, today, here in the 21st century, books are only one of several different media communication venues that we all live with. We have the computers, we have the radio, we have television, we have text messaging, we have cell phones, we have all of that stuff, and books are de-emphasized inevitably. I think people obviously need to be taught how to read at a very early age, and they need to be taught how to think critically. But again, in our school system, critical thinking and analysis is absolutely de-emphasized in favor of rote memorization and repetition of the dogma. And so it's a very, very complicated issue. When I was younger, having a lot of books was a sign of status. Not anymore. It's, you know, how many CDs and DVDs you have. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Aloha.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to tell you, when I was in San Antonio last weekend, I got a flyer, and it was like for one major brokerage house in San Antonio. And it was a free prime rib dinner. You can get to eat prime rib and listen to this guy for 45 minutes talk about the stock market. You know, Mike, which is kind of really strange, is like all the major stock picks he was recommending were all this military-industrial complex, all the security-industrial complex. I'm talking data mining companies, security companies, all with Homeland Security or technology on spying on people. And I was like, there was no stocks on anything being produced.
No, you know, wars are great money makers, and, you know, very clearly our government is pushing forward to war as the solution to all of its self-created problems. And we saw that in World War One and World War Two. The U.S. government used World War One to get out of the crash of 1907. They used World War II to get out of the crash of 1929. Here we are stuck in the throes of the crash of 2007. And it's kind of obvious how the U.S. government is trying to start a war anywhere. Korea, Libya, Iran, Canada, and somebody attack us, please. You know, and it's really, it is rather amazing how prophetic that Michael Moore's movie Canadian Bacon really turned out to be. And I really do enjoy that movie. But he absolutely hit it right on the head, that the United States very often cannot survive without a war to basically propel it along. And just like he was hitting it right on the head over there in Wisconsin talking to the teachers. Wall Street ripped a lot of money out of this country, and they're trying to convince ordinary working Americans that they're the ones who have to make the sacrifices to balance the books. And it sucks, and I'm not going along with it, and neither should you.
Well, you know, the thing is, my former mother-in-law, her husband died, is a retired veteran. Well, he passed away, and guess what? He can't get his death benefits because it got stolen.
From the Wall Street meltdown?
Yes.
Okay, well, now wait a minute. Aren't his veterans' death benefits guaranteed by the Veterans Administration?
Yes, but there was an agreement back, I heard back in 1998, between the Veterans Administration and these life insurance companies that... They can keep the death benefits, and it won't go to the beneficiaries that it was intended for.
Okay, I'm not sure. I would have a hard time believing that kind of an agreement would actually exist. I think probably what we're looking at is some sort of an agreement where the life insurance companies that were carrying this insurance and making money off of it indemnified the Veterans Administration should they eventually collapse, which is what happened. I would want to see that agreement and take a look at it. And we are seeing a lot of that where Wall Street will create a new shell company, transfer a bunch of bad assets into it, and let it collapse and go out of business in order to protect their good assets. I think Bank of America is getting ready to do that with their bad mortgages.
I just tell you one thing we got to start doing is, like, on a state level, and start pushing for state grand juries to go after these Wall Street people. And it's and if they're indicted, if you enter, they enter the state, we put them under arrest.
Well, you know, there are automatic extradition across all 50 states. So if you file charges for felony fraud against these Wall Street operators in Texas, the New York sheriffs are required to basically arrest them, throw them in handcuffs, and put them on a plane down to wherever your jurisdiction has to be. And I know because it crosses state lines, the FBI is supposed to get involved. And what we're hearing, unfortunately, sadly, is the FBI basically only enforces the crimes the government says go out and enforce. We ran into that when our website was being hacked and we were being attacked by all these hackers. And the local FBI told me off the record, so I'm not going to name the name of the agent who told me. He said, basically, the government is not going to investigate hacking attacks against pro-peace websites. It's open season on servers for anybody opposing the war, and that's just the way it is in the United States. So deal with it.
Collective enforcement.
You know, the problem is we have a completely corrupted system from the top down. And anybody who still thinks that we can work within the system is living in a dream world. Even Claire Wolf, who used to say we're at that awkward time in history where it's too late to work within the system but too soon to shoot the bastards, is now saying, yeah, it's time to start shooting the bastards. But if anybody who thinks that they can go to the courts and get a fair shake, you know, they're living in a dream world. The courts are here to enforce the will of their lordships and so forth. We got to take a break for commercial, George. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little story. We reported this, I think, on Monday, but I'm going to go back to it. NASA, which with the landing of Discovery today is one step closer to the end of any manned spaceflight capability, they had another strikeout last Friday. They were launching what was called the Glory satellite. It's a satellite to basically go up and prove that the world is getting warmer and human beings are to blame for it. And it failed during its launch from Vandenberg and crashed into the Pacific Ocean. If any pieces float by here, I'll fish them out and put them up on eBay. This was actually the second failure in a row for this kind of satellite on this kind of rocket. And they're desperate to get these satellites up there because the previous fleet of satellites that were put up on behalf of NOAA were found to be over-reporting temperatures on Earth by as much as 10 degrees. And NOAA was eventually forced to remove these data sets from their websites. Unfortunately, all of the scientific reports that were based on the NOAA data are still out there and still being cited as proof the world is getting warmer. And we're having record-setting snow even here at the beginning of March. We're getting record-setting snow across the Northern Hemisphere. So the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to prove that the world is getting warmer and you're to blame. Some of them have backtracked. Now they're saying it's climate change. Like, this is new? The climate is always changing. It's always going to change. There's never going to be a time when the climate is not changing. It's just amazing here. All right, Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is you were talking about rubber bullets.
Hello?
Have you ever? Yeah, can you hear me?
You faded out there for a second.
Oh, I hope I stay clear. Anyway, you were talking about rubber bullets at the beginning of your program?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the cross-section of an Israeli rubber bullet?
They're the ones with the steel cores.
Steel core, my foot. They're a solid steel bearing, and they've got about a millimeter of rubber around them.
They're lethal. They call them rubber bullets only for public relations purposes.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And you were asking rhetorically a while ago, why is it that the bankers are getting away with so much? Well, when you have five lobbyists for each congressman and five lobbyists for each senator and a team of lobbyists for the executive branch, I think that explains it.
Well, you're absolutely right. And plus, in addition to the overt lobbyists, we have this whole industry that has grown up to fake phone calls and emails to members of Congress. Everybody was talking about this situation with Premium Radio Networks, which is a subsidiary of Clear Channel, where they're hiring actors to call into the radio shows and basically talk about whatever is scripted, whatever the public relations firms actually want. We know that public relations firms like Hill and Knowlton pay people to come out on these blogs and to call into these radio shows to push their various agendas. There was a company called Davis Communications for a while that specialized in manufacturing phony mail campaigns. They had an office, one whole wall of it, where all these little cubby holes with different kinds of paper and matching envelopes and cutesy stationaries, and they had all these laser printers set up with all these million kinds of fonts so that they could basically create, you know, all these computer-generated letters. And then they would send runners around the various cities and areas to different mailboxes, you know, 10 letters here and 20 letters here and 15 over here, and stop for lunch and go over and work the west side of town, so that Congressman would come into his office and he'd see a stack of letters on his desk, and it would look like they'd come from all over his constituency and been sent by all kinds of people who, you know, had voted for him, and they had in fact all come from this one office. And it's a fraud. It's called grassroots lobbying. It's perfectly legal. And they get away with it. And until we get some kind of lobbying reform, it's going to stay exactly the same way. And that's not counting all the covert operatives who are out there offering, you know, sex and alcohol and drugs to congressmen who will simply vote, you know, the way they're going to go. And beyond that, all the operatives who will lure Congress critters into compromising situations and then use it to blackmail their complacency. It's a corrupted system. And once it gets corrupted, it goes all the way corrupted.
You were talking about shilled phone callers into radio stations. That's how Laura Schlesinger got her start. Anyway, on to global warming.
I know about Laura Schlesinger. I encountered her way, way back at creative radio shows with Dick Clark. I'm giving my age away here, but, you know.
You're talking about global warming. Went into the produce section of my local supermarket, and there's a sign up saying that we're sorry for the produce prices, but they've had record cold in Sonora and Sinaloa in Mexico. They've had freezing weather. So the global warming is costing me in my grocery bill.
Oh, absolutely. They lost all kinds of bumper crops all across northern Mexico, all across Florida, the Southwest. Yeah, it's really horrible. It's amazing they're still pushing this, but, you know, they can't admit that they're wrong. They're still pushing for their carbon tax that they want to get rich on, and they're still pushing for this global environmental authority as a stepping stone to a global government. And obviously Mother Nature is not cooperating here.
And we've been running in the past, when you were talking about your relatives having snow down in L.A., they had snow in San Francisco for the first time in 35 years, and Sacramento. And here in Southern Oregon, we've been running as much as 30 degrees below normal, and we set a couple of records 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right, Kurt, we got to let you go. I got to take a break here, but you're absolutely right. We're unusually cold. We're setting cold records here in Hawaii. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. One of the people in the chat room just posted this little notice. Apparently in Bancroft, Ontario, Canada, they're under a heavy snowfall warning. And again, we're into the first week of March. This is supposed to be getting into spring, and we're still getting these major snowstorms all around the world. So much for global warming here. Going to go back to the phones. Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dennis, are you there?
Oh, yeah, it just clicked in, yeah. Hello, Michael.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I watched the Michael Moore video in Wisconsin. It was actually about 30-minute YouTube a couple days ago, and I thought it was excellent. And I was really wondering if you had reported on that, what your take was on that, because I'm hearing some criticism on it, but I'm like, I'm not with it. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, I did too. We reported on it the day that he showed up there, and it was just kind of an amazing story where he's sitting there working on his blog, and all of this thought comes out, and he was looking at it and saying, I got to go up there to Wisconsin. And he got on the plane and he showed up the next morning and he basically read it to the assembled crowd. And he, you know, of course there's going to be a lot of criticism against him because he's basically out there saying the same thing that we have been saying. Wall Street robbed the country, and the government's response is to tell the teachers and everybody else, you've got to accept a reduced standard of living so that we can pay off all these losses. And that, of course, is completely not true. We have a little cartoon from Cagle's website up at our What Really Happened Today, which basically shows it. You've got all these bankers who are making all this money despite being involved in the biggest financial fraud in history, and the losses are being dropped on the teachers. The teachers are being told you have to live on less. The firefighters, it's complete fascism. And I'm not just throwing that word around, because under capitalism, if you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, well, then you have lost that money, and you have to own that too. Freedom is not just the freedom to succeed, it's the freedom to fail, and the freedom to be very, very alone when you do fail. There's no props and no safety nets. That's capitalism. Yeah, socialism, or let me please finish this.
Dennis.
Socialism or communism is profit and loss are socialized across society, from each according to his merits to each according to his needs, or at least that's the way Marx put it. And fascism, though, profit is kept private and only the losses are socialized across society. And that's what we have here. If you are a rich banker and you make a lot of money, you get to keep it. And as we reported earlier in the show, in the last 5 years, the Forbes 400, the 400 richest people in the nation, have tripled their wealth on the backs of the American taxpayers, while the American people continue to live this horrible decline, this nightmare of watching everything they have spent a lifetime of work to create crumbling before their very eyes under these hammer blows from the bankers and the government.
Your definition of fascism versus socialism, I've sent that around. That's excellent. You've said that before.
Well, it's not me. It's Benito Mussolini, by the way, who we all know has the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch to Chris in Canada. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I love you. I've been listening to you lately, and I'm really enjoying what you're all about.
Thank you very much.
Just to let you know, the weather conditions here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, are cold.
Okay.
We don't expect it to get any warmer until July. But, you know what?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Climate change thing for you. I'm just looking at the Weather Network, and that's what they're telling me. Your Canadian geese aren't coming north until July.
Man. That's rough. I love those Canadian geese. When my wife and I lived in, we lived briefly in Snoqualmie, actually North Bend, Washington, where Twin Peaks had been filmed. And we used to go out to Rattlesnake Lake and feed the geese, which was illegal. You're not supposed to actually feed the geese, but we did it anyway because we're anarchists. And I remember every spring when we'd come back, we'd get out of that car and we'd rattle that bread wrapper, and the geese en masse would just fly across Rattlesnake Lake because they immediately recognized us. Anyway, anything else, Chris?
Yeah, you're not very fond of biofuels. Because I listen to you, I respect everything you have to say, except at this point, this one point that you have a propensity to downgrade and vilify people that believe in ethanol fuel.
Okay, now we need to draw a little bit of a line here. First of all, I look down on people who allow belief to shape their view of the world in general, because beliefs are what you have when you don't have the facts. So I'm down on ethanol because it has failed to live up to its expectations. It is no more less destructive of the environment than petroleum. It is bad for the car engines. Now, ethanol is not the sole encompassing biofuel. There are biodiesels and other fuels that are created from recycled used materials, like even vegetable oil. And believe it or not, the diesel engine was originally designed to run on vegetable oil. And the reason it is not is a story in and of itself that we'll have to cover some other time. Biofuels that are made from recycling already used petroleum or oil or vegetable oil products, I do support, because...
Hello?
Thank you.
here in Hawaii, and it's a little frustrating to have to be dependent on infrastructure that does not work at all here. But we're going to try and do the rest of the 15 minutes of the show on my cell phone here, and obviously the people in Justin TV are just going to have to live without the situation. All right, over in Saudi Arabia, we're seeing them begin to mobilize their troops against their growing public protest. As you know, the king of Saudi Arabia basically started handing out money left and right to the people to try and calm them down and placate the growing rebellion. Unfortunately, you cannot loot trillions of dollars from the people, hand back a couple of billion, and expect them to say, yeah, that's cool, everything is well again. So they're basically getting, the Saudi troops are getting ready to go, and it looks like things are just continuing to explode all across the world. This began in Iceland, then all across Europe, now it's across Africa, the Middle East. It's starting to happen here in the United States of America. The tyrants and dictators and fascist rulers of the world are very upset. They were hoping to basically end this whole idea of democracy and capitalism and free enterprise and take us back to the dark ages of religious domination, religious wars, and constituting of the people to enrich the rulers. But it's starting to come apart. Certainly this push for a global government is coming apart. And Bill, you're going to have to tell me if we have... Oh, I think we had a caller on the line, Mike from Christchurch. Is he still there? All right, let's put him on here and let's talk to him and see what's going on. Mike, aloha. Welcome
yes,
to the
Mike.
Show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. As you know, we had a catastrophic earthquake here a couple of weeks ago. You posted
yeah,
it on
you
your
did.
Website. And I thought you may find it interesting to know what the aftermath is, because... we've had a military presence here since the day after the earthquake, New Zealand Army and a number of foreign troops, Singapore, Australia, and so forth. But Monday I noticed there was another contingent here. It's Blackwater. And
Blackwater,
I noticed them.
Christchurch.
Blackwater is here, and I'll tell you how I noticed them. As I was walking down one of the streets which was bordering the cordon. The Central Business District is all cordoned off. And I noticed a personnel carrier coming toward me, and it had the word Antichrist across the top of the windshield in these Gothic letters. And I said to myself, well, what kind of people are these that put something like that on a troop carrier? So as it passed, I turned around, and there I saw the Blackwater sticker, you know, with the bear print. So,
right.
Yeah, the people we need to keep us safe.
All right. Well, how are things otherwise there in Christchurch in the aftermath of the earthquake? I mean, you know, ultimately, how many people were hurt, and have they found everybody, and, you know, are they trying to get back to life there? I mean, is Christchurch even going to be repaired, or is it was so badly smashed that people are just going to relocate?
Well, a quarter of the population's already left. There was a mass exodus out of here within days after the earthquake, and... they're talking about entire suburbs and entire neighborhoods just being leveled because the land is not fit to be built on. So it's a lot of people are hurting. The total death toll, I think, is around 170 right now, and they're expecting it might be a little over 200 by the time they finish the count. They thought that there were perhaps 20 bodies in the rubble of the cathedral, but they just dug a tunnel in there a few days ago, and they didn't find anyone, so apparently that was not the case. You know, what they're doing here is they're putting stickers on all the houses. They've got stickers after the structural inspection if a house is safe to live in or if it's restricted or if it's unsafe, and they're forcing people out of their homes. So they had to set up tent cities for people who were forced out of their homes and nowhere to go. Otherwise, they had to find people who would put them up. Churches have made their facilities available.
Mm-hmm.
But people are really pulling together, and that's encouraging. There's a lot of help coming in, and I think there's a real community spirit going on here. But I can mention one more thing. The crazies are starting to get a hold of the rebuilding, because now they're talking about, well, we have an opportunity to make an echo city when we rebuild Christchurch, so why don't we just build it for the future with lower energy consumption?
Well, you know, that always sounds really good, and anytime you do have a disaster like that, it's always an opportunity to rebuild the city with more modern ideas. But it's still, you know, for the people who have to go through that. I remember in the aftermath of the Northridge earthquake that my wife and I went through in the San Fernando Valley, there were whole areas that they just chain-linked it off and said, nobody can live here, it's all got to be condemned and brought back down. I remember I helped escort a camera crew from Swedish Public Television up to the Northridge Meadows apartments, and it was just heartbreaking just to see that devastation. And it's really alarming that we're seeing all of this increased seismic activity. They just had another 6+ in Papua New Guinea about an hour ago. And, you know, we've got Kilauea's erupting. It just seems like the earth is rumbling and roaring. I've seen statistical analysis that say the frequency of these larger +6 quakes is increasing. Of course, the U.S. Geological Survey is saying that's nonsense, but then they're still saying that humans are causing the earth to warm up as well, and that's the reason for the earthquakes anyway. So it's hard to know what's really going on, but I feel, you know, I've been through a couple of big earthquakes myself. I understand what the people of Christchurch have been through. I've been through Christchurch myself many years ago. It was a very, very beautiful little city, and I'm very sorry for all the suffering that they're having to deal with right now. And to have Blackwater in there on top of it, that's just going to make things worse.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to come of that. So far, the troops here have been very polite and very helpful. People have been bringing them food and water, and I think they're glad that they're here, because the entire Central Business District is a wreck, and there are many shops and valuables that would otherwise be laying around and be picked over if it weren't for them. So at this time, it's needed. But once they start clearing the rubble out and allow people to get their valuables, I would hope that they'd be gone as soon as possible. I might say there was one story in the paper where an antiques dealer had $400,000 worth of merchandise, and the army was not letting him collect his stuff because they said the building was condemned. They said, well, we have to wreck the building, and you can pick through the rubble and get your merchandise.
Okay. All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I don't know if we have any other callers on the line that we're going to be dealing with, but I do have a couple of other stories I need to cover. So, you know, good luck, and I hope things are back to normal in Christchurch as soon as possible, and thank you very much for the phone call. All right, moving right along, like I was saying to this caller, we just got word there's been another major quake in Papua New Guinea. By itself, no big deal, but we're all of a sudden seeing a lot of seismicity along this whole trench system that includes the Challenger Deep and the Marianas, and basically off the coast of Honshu, Japan. They're continuing to have major, major aftershocks. Now, obviously, since this is off the Japanese mainland, the quake damage to Japan is minimal. They've got really, really good earthquake construction there. Again, the real danger is that if one of these undersea trenches collapses, if there's a huge undersea landslide, that is the kind of event that really creates an historic tsunami. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're back on our Roadrunner feed. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I'm going to find out after the show. But the reality is, and everybody in the United States is having to live with this right now, our infrastructure is crumbling. The electricity is no longer reliable. The water is no longer clean, and it's not even safe to drink in most communities now. That's why bottled water is doing so well. Our roads are full of holes. Our telephones are not always working. Our data lines are not always working. We are a nation that is basically rotting away. And the money that should have gone to fixing up the nation for the benefit of the American people was squandered all over Wall Street, all over Israel, and all over the war machine. And we are in a heck of a mess. You don't need me to be telling you that. Meanwhile, down in the Gulf of Mexico, British Petroleum and the U.S. government officials are preparing to basically declare the crisis over, close up shop, say it's all better now, and go away, leaving the people in the Gulf to deal with the aftermath. And we know it is a load of USDA choice bovine excrement. We had a one of our readers recently flew from Miami over to Houston, over the Gulf of Mexico, and reported seeing mile after mile after mile after mile of the brown streaks that we have come to understand is the blend of petroleum and dispersants and various other chemicals that are in there. There is still this soup of petroleum and toxic chemicals in the Gulf of Mexico. The problem has not gone away. It was declared to be gone last July for the benefit of the elections, and now they're going to simply say, yep, it's all taken care of, we're going to go away. The Soviet government said the same exact thing about Chernobyl. It is still leaking to this very day. So, anyway, moving right along here. Only got a couple of minutes left. Do we have any callers waiting? I just wanted to make sure. Bill? All right. No, that's okay. You know, we're just dealing with this communication thing. Over in Philadelphia, 21 priests in the city of Philadelphia have been suspended for yet another scandal involving widespread child molestation. And I keep hammering this point. I get a lot of hate email from people saying, you're going to go right to heck and you're going to burn forever for daring to impugn our most holy blah, 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 blah. But you can't really be very holy if you're committing acts like this. Like that wonderful video of the drunk priest yesterday offering the police oral gratification if they'll let him go. You have to eventually deal with the reality that the people who are playing this con game on you of do what I say for your entire life and I'll fix it so you go to heaven and you get wings and a harp, it's a con game. It's a 1,000-year-old, 2,000, 4,000-year-old con game. But it's still a con game. And it's a tool of enslavement. Now, I don't care what individuals want to believe. Flying Spaghetti Monster, Cosmic Harry Muffin, I don't care. But I do have an issue with these organized corporate entities that don't have to pay taxes, who use these beliefs and myths and legends to control people and, worse, send them out to carry out atrocities on others, which is what they're trying to do right now. This hearing that we're going to have in Congress tomorrow, it's just another Muslim bash. The U.S. government has screwed the country. They're looking for somebody to blame. This time, it's the Muslims' turn. That's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, I hope. Until then, aloha, America.
Next round.